Inside Ally's Prejudice. Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends. Welcome.
Welcome to yet another quarantine-y episode of I'm Horrified.
We might go back to doing normal episodes soon, but we're not doing that yet.
We're not there yet. I think probably we'll have to. We were about to do the 100th episode.
So. And now I feel like we got to do 100 of these.
Right?
We got 100 of these first. And then we'll go back. But what are we going to talk about today, Sam?
Guys, today is going to be a fun one. We were brainstorming about what we would talk about this week, like different this and that ideas. And then all of a sudden, like, we just landed on the best idea, which is like, what is the best adaptation of Pride and Prejudice? What is
Pride and Prejudice Showdown?
Yes.
What's Pride the and best Prejudice one?
Showdown. I'm Pride, Ally's Prejudice.
We're yeah, naturally.
I actually don't know which of us would be which. I haven't put that
one. I'm very prejudiced.
You're prejudiced, so you're yeah. Lizzie Bennet and I'm Mr. Darcy.
I would say, I think the idea of prejudice in this concept is like judgmental, which I can be judgmental. You are in no way prideful, though.
See, I can be judgmental, though.
You can be judgmental. I can be prideful sometimes. So maybe I'm pride and you're prejudice.
Maybe
that's what this episode's really about, is which one of us is pride and which one of us is prejudice.
Absolutely. But yeah, you guys, there have been a million different versions of this story told, and we have watched most of them.
So yep. So let's get a couple examples out there.
Does everyone know the plot? Should we give like a 2-minute plot synopsis? Or if you don't know the plot of Pride and Prejudice, should you just...
Oh, no, we should. There's a family of daughters, yeah, and the mom's trying to get them all married, and yeah, a new handsome man comes into town with another handsome, mysterious man.
He's maybe a little rude.
The pretty, quiet daughter ends up falling in love with the rich man, and the protagonist, who's like a real Shiro type lady
she's
boss.
Not like other girls, I'll tell
she's
you
she's not like other right girls now. She like fucking hates the mysterious guy, and he's then is like, but why do I always want to like be near him and like hang out with him? And then the little sister goes buck wild on the whole operation and marries someone who he had a feud with,
mm-hmm,
and he ends up saving the day,
yeah,
the mysterious guy, and then at the end she gets over her pride and prejudice.
Yes, the best against scene him. I just to communicate the best scene in the whole story in every adaptation, it is when he goes to her and he's like, listen, you come from garbage people,
yeah,
everything about your home, your family, your loved ones, they're beneath me, they're trash.
Yep.
That being said, would you like to marry me?
And yeah, like, also, I love you. And she's like, what?
Yeah, and he's like, and I know that sounds crazy because you come from garbage and I'm amazing. I know that that makes no sense.
Yep.
But I do
love
you.
It's very true. It's very
true. She's like, I'm not interested.
And she's like, you can fuck yourself, honestly. I might have hit it, and I'm not going to anymore.
No, I'm not going to.
Is the truth. So.
But then by the end of it, he's like, hey, you don't come from garbage people. And she's like, we can fuck.
And they do.
In
the text.
In the text. Well, they get married, which it's assumed.
No, yeah. It's like, there's no sex scene that Jane Austen wrote. Wouldn't that be great?
Ugh. You know,
I'm sure somebody's done the fanfic. Mm-hmm. But why don't we start with, should we start with the Colin Firth one and then move on to 2005? Which one was first?
Colin Firth was first, because it's like 1995.
Right.
Here's what I'll say about the Colin Firth one. All of the literary bitches in your life are going to be like, oh my God, the Colin Firth Pride and Prejudice.
Every girl who has a tote bag that has like, I love books on it.
Yeah.
Which is me too.
Yeah, we've all
been
there.
Like, we've all been there, but like they're all gonna be like, the Colin Firth one is the only one that I recognize.
To which I'll say, the Colin Firth one is fucking 4 hours long.
It's too long.
I know it technically you get every moment from the books in there, but guess what? The books, I also find it too long. I don't
it's
like
also,
reading Jane Austen.
It's also like me. A book. It's a book. It's a different medium.
Yes.
You bring a book on vacation. You don't bring a movie on vacation.
Yes.
Which so, I mean,
he's attractive. The performances are great. He's very attractive in his, like, white shirt coming out of the lake or whatever. Like, I'm for it. But it's 4 hours long.
I think he's almost a little too cute and awkward as mm-hmm. Darcy. I feel like Darcy needs to be a little bit more sexy and mysterious, mm-hmm. which we get.
Does that bring us to 2005?
In the 2005 version, which I love.
Chef's kiss. It's
so
hot. It's what the book was for the ladies of the time, which is just like fucking fun. Like just fun, good, sexy fun.
And sexy as hell. Yeah. And like kind of like, like you get swept up in it. You know what I mean? It's yeah. just beautiful. The music is beautiful. Keira Knightley, beautiful. Gorgeous. She gives a very understated Lizzie performance.
Which I think is good.
Because I feel like a lot of people want to play Lizzie as very like foot stomping, mm-hmm. which she does not do.
Yeah. And Gone Girl is there. Gone Girl is her beautiful sister, Jane.
Oh, yep. Yes, she is Jane. I forget who plays Tiny Idiot.
Oh, Lydia?
Lydia, yep.
Oh, God. It's someone, like, relatively famous.
She's good as Lydia, yeah. though.
No, she's a great Lydia.
Lydia, so Lydia's the young sister who, like, runs off and gets married. And she's just, like, a total annoying yeah. bitch the whole time. Yeah. But she's the Amy. She's the full-on Amy of the situation. Mm-hmm. But Amy, I love. Lydia, I hate.
No.
Amy from Little Women, that is. Yes. Is who I'm talking about.
Yeah, because you're designed, ultimately, to, like, partially sympathize with Amy. But, like, you're not designed to partially sympathize with Lydia. Lydia, you're supposed
Lydia's to just supposed to be annoying. Exactly. Time. I think the 2005 one captures the aesthetic of sort of dreaminess that Lizzie lives in. Mm-hmm. Like, Lizzie lives in her own world mm-hmm. that is very of her making. And that is why she is so judgmental. But it's also yeah. what makes her special. And I think that the 2005 one captures that really well. And it's just, like, prettier and more fun.
And the yearning. I think the 2005
yearning. One oh, really yearning.
Drills down on, like, the, like, they touch hands at one point, just, like, barely as he's, like, helping her off a carriage. And you can, like, see in his face, he's, like, very affected by touching her hand.
And you're like, wow, he came. That's crazy.
He came. Or, like, they're talking, and, like, they're finally getting along, and you can tell both of them are like, wow, we're vibing right now.
They are vibing the whole time, and it's sexy.
It's sexy.
Good. So, it's a good job. So who directed that one?
Someone smart. I'm going to say that now. It's going to be some fucking
was
awful
it, like, person. Tom Hooper or some shit?
Look.
I'm looking it
2005.
Up.
Right.
Joe Wright.
Not familiar.
I'm not familiar with that either. What are you gonna do?
I hope film Twitter comes for us. And
oh, he did Atonement. Yeah, there, that makes sense.
Also yearning. He's good at yearning.
Also Anna Karenina. Clearly they have
that so relationship. We love Keira Knightley and yearning. That's two things about Joe Wright.
Me too. Me too. Oh, he did the Radioactive movie about what's it called? The Radium Girls.
Oh, cool. He loves a period piece, this man. Respect.
Love that. Love that.
But I would say of those two adaptations, I mean, watch the 2005 one. That's funner.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Not four fucking that. Hours. It used to be when you went and got it from a Blockbuster video, the 1995 one was two VHSs. It was two VHSs that an employee of Blockbuster had to tape together. So you knew to take both VHSs.
And now it's somewhere on like two DVDs. Like PBS is like, all right, if you buy these two DVDs, even though it's only supposed to be one. Like, I love Colin Firth as much as the next one.
Yes.
But it's too much of him. Oh, speaking of Colin Firth, now let me talk about Bridget Jones's Diary. Bridget Jones's Diary is, when was Bridget Jones's Diary? It was in the 90s, I think, or early.
Yeah, 2000s. I feel like it's like
probably late 90s. And so, interestingly enough, so Colin Firth was Darcy in the super long
the 1995 one.
And he played Mark Darcy, the like accountant or whomever in Bridget Jones's Diary, which is like a modern take. It's very loosely sort of related to Pride and Prejudice. But Bridget Jones is so fun. It is your perfect, like, I'm just going to paint my nails and eat sushi night movie. It's one of my feel-good movies. Like, I just love to watch it. And it's basically, it combines, so in the thing, Lydia gets married to this guy who they think is really honorable, but is actually a total piece of shit.
Yeah, his name is Wickham in Pride and Prejudice. Wickham,
yeah. And so in Bridget Jones's Diary, they kind of combine all the plot lines and have her have a couple different love interests, one of whom is super sexy and hot but fucks her over, and one of whom seems like a dick but is actually a great guy. Mm-hmm. That's Colin Firth. The other guy is played by Hugh Grant. This is Hugh Grant at, like,
his grantiest.
His sexiest. Like, it's just so, he's so good in it, but he ends up really being an asshole, and I'll let you watch the movie and find out why. But it's just, like, it's really, I just find Renee Zellweger to be, like, endlessly relatable in Bridget Jones's Diary. Like, she's such an every girl in a way that doesn't feel unfeminist. It's just like a really great movie. I love it. It's one of my favorites.
That's but so fun.
I don't know if it's my favorite, and I don't know if it's the best.
No, but it's a fun one. And speaking of like adaptations that aren't perfect one for one, we've got Pride and Prejudice, perhaps the greatest movie ever made.
I think this may be the winner. So do we have any other ones to talk about before we talk about Pride and Prejudice?
So, I mean, we have, like, Lizzie Bennet Diaries, which is a web series, and we have, like, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, which is, like, a book slash movie. But those feel very different to me than, like, just straight movies.
They do feel very different. Also, Lizzie Bennet Diaries is what brought you and I together freshman year of college.
Yes.
You and I and our third roommate, secret co-host Becky, would run home from class to watch the new episode of Lizzie Bennet Diaries, which Lizzie Bennet Diaries was a YouTube series as if, like, the events of Pride and Prejudice were unfolding over a vlog.
Yeah, so every it was, like, over 100 episodes, I think, or, like, 100 episodes. And every one was just, like, one of her vlogs about, like, her life and her family.
Yes, exactly. And she falls in love with this dude. You hear her talking about, like, how she met this guy and he's an asshole, but her sister's in love with his friend, and then the friend fucked over her sister, and then Lydia's doing Lydia's stuff, though Lydia's very likable in Lizzie Bennet Diaries.
Yes.
So that actress does a really good job. That I want to rewatch.
That was so fun. And that was also fun because, like, as it was happening, so, like, now when you watch it, obviously that doesn't happen, but as it was happening, like, Lydia had her own YouTube channel, technically, so, like, she would come out with videos, like, the day after Lizzie sometimes that would be, like, her perspective on things, or, like, all the characters had Twitters that were, like, interacting with each other, or the thing that I remember, it was that Jane, who's, like, the oldest, very beautiful sister, had a Pinterest board, and in the context of the show, when she and Bingley broke up, she got, like, a really sad breakup Pinterest board that got added to her Pinterest.
Yep.
So it was, like, a very, like, an experiment in storytelling that was very fun. If
it
you're
was
watching
very
now, just watch the Lizzie Bennet one, but.
But, yeah, it was really fun at the time in the little, like, Nerd Fighters, like.
Yeah, Hank Green.
Hank and John Green YouTube world for fans of that. At the time, it was, like, a very fun time to be a fan of that, and it was very inventive, and I really loved it.
And the other great thing about it is that Darcy doesn't come in till like episode 60, which I remember everyone was like freaking out about Darcy Day.
Yep.
Because he appeared at like the end of episode 59, just like you see like the top half of him walk into the screen and be like, Lizzie, can I speak to you for a moment?
And you're like,
then you had to wait a week until the next episode came out. We finally got to see Darcy's face, which you had only heard stories about him for, like, 60 episodes.
It was really made you wait for it.
They did. But I think that was good. Like, that was being true to the form of, like, if this girl just had a vlog, he wouldn't have been in it.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, so good.
So good.
But now I think we should talk about, I mean, what do you think? I think is probably the greatest adaptation.
It's the one that I rewatch the most. Like, if I feel even a hint of sadness, I want to watch Pride and Prejudice.
This will light you up from the inside.
Ah, so good.
Pride and Prejudice. Sam, talk to me about Pride and Prejudice.
Pride and Prejudice is an adaptation of Pride and Prejudice and is directed by Gurinder Chadha, who did Bend It Like Beckham. So this was her next movie after Bend It Like Beckham, for those of you who are fans of that film. But it basically tells the story, it's like Pride and Prejudice, but they move the setting to this small town in India, and the family, like Lizzie Bennet's family, what is her name, is it? And it is Layla in Pride.
Yeah, I think it's Layla.
They are all Indian, and then like a rich guy who is Indian but lives in the UK comes, and so he's a really good match because he can like bring whoever he marries to the UK. And he brings his white American friend, and that's Darcy. So it's like really interesting because it's the same like literal exact dynamics, except there's an added level of like Darcy sees like the Indian culture as like very beneath him and then grows to accept and then really enjoy it, which is like an interesting journey. And then also it's got music and songs that are so fun and so good.
Yeah, it's got all the joy of Bollywood and all the sort of intricacies and yearning and fabulousness of Pride and Prejudice. It's yeah. just like the perfect, and it's Lolita. I forgot about that.
It's Lolita. You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
But
and then Jaya is Jane.
Yes, exactly. And so it's like all the same fun, but like the costumes are more gorgeous. Like everything's just like more gorgeous and more fabulous because it's Bollywood.
Yeah.
It's so and I, yeah, it's kind of like they're using the cultural differences to the end of Darcy's, kind of like judgment of Elizabeth's family. And it's a very interesting lens with which to look at the original text. Yeah. And it's fucking fun as hell. So it's yeah. like you get both.
You really get
like better on both fronts.
Oh my God. No Life Without Wife, a banger.
No Life Without Wife. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's a song that they sing about like getting married. And the mom is like the perfect Pride and Prejudice mom.
She's so funny. And the Mary in it is so funny too.
Yes. Oh, the Mary is great. they kill it on every front. So I think we can say that that's, if you're going to watch one Pride and Prejudice adaptation, watch that one. That's yes. our favorite. But if you're going to watch one that's like, you know, an Englishy one and like totally true to the text, I would go Keira Knightley over Colin Firth, who has that kind of time.
Amen. Absolutely. Okay. If you're going to go on the web, watch Lizzie Bennet Diaries. And if you want to read a book, frankly, read Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, because I read Pride and Prejudice in high school and I found it, as I do with all Jane Austen, boring. I just do. I think
I also find it a little dry. I'm not like an Austenite.
Explain things more than I need her to explain them. So the great thing about the book Pride and Prejudice and Zombies is that it is largely the text of Pride and Prejudice, but every time you're about to get bored, a zombie crashes through the window. So it's like,
yep.
I actually enjoyed that book way more. And she does interesting things with like how culture would have changed if there was a zombie apocalypse in this period in England. Or it's a dude. I think it's an Emerson alum who wrote it.
It is an Emerson alum who wrote it.
There you go. But like, I'm being genuine with y'all. Yeah, like, if you want to read it, consider reading Pride and Prejudice and Zombies instead.
Because it's a lot of the same.
Yeah. Most of the book is the same. And then just occasionally it's like, but at the ball at Pemberley, the undead attacked.
Exactly.
And Darcy yeah. like comes through on a horse and he's got a sword. It's like, fuck, yeah, I'm in.
I prefer it. I prefer it.
Yes.
Well, we did some good work here today.
Those are all great. If you're interested in more Jane Austen adaptations, I highly recommend Clueless. Please.
I didn't know that Clueless was, because I had read Emma by the time yeah. I watched Clueless and didn't think about it. And then somebody mentioned that and I was like, oh yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Or what's another one? I mean, there's a movie version of Sense and Sensibility with, what's her name? Emma Thompson, which is fabulous. Really fabulous.
And if you go to any BBC, Jane Austen is going to be very good.
Yeah.
There's a really good Persuasion from the BBC that I liked.
I haven't seen that one, but The Sense and Sensibility slaps.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's BBC too. Yeah. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. No, Emma Thompson wrote that.
That one's like a movie.
That's like an actual
movie. The BBC will give you like TV movies that are like 3 episodes to tell
and
you.
And 15 hours long.
And approximately 15 hours long.
Yeah. But that's what you'll do. I mean, it's not like you don't have the time, everyone, right?
If there was ever a time to watch every version of Pride and
Prejudice. So maybe go watch the Colin Firth one and don't let us tell you what to do. But we love you and we hope you're all doing well. We hope you have a good book to see you by. And be well, everyone, until we see you again.
Be well. Bye, guys. I'm Horrified is a Hemlock Creatives production, recorded and produced by us, Sam Bierstow and Allie Gavin, in Boston, Massachusetts. Our art is by Leah Brilliard and Allie Gavin. You can find us on Twitter at I'm Horrified Pod and at imhorrifiedpodcast.com. And you can tell us what horrifies you at imhorrifiedpodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support us directly on Patreon, you can get our podcast early and ad-free, as well as bonus episodes of our members-only minicasts, I'm Thrilled! Check us out at patreon.com/imhorrified. And if you liked hanging out with us, tell your friends, share us on your socials, and leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for stopping by, Horror Honeys.